Let us begin our week with Morning Money. Quint Tatro, president and founder. Good morning, Quint Tatro.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Jack?
I'm good. Joel Financial, J-O-U-L-E. Changed the name here last year. How's that going for you?
It's going well. I am getting a lot of folks who don't really care. I think we made more of it than anyone else. So as long as we're the same folks managing money and navigating these markets, which now we are relevant again due to the fact that we actually are seeing down days, I don't think anybody really cares about the name. But it's cool to see it on television. I don't know if you've seen some of those spots. You know, I did Bloomberg and CNBC in the last couple of weeks. That's been fun. That's
cool.
Been a lot of neat.
Very good.
Very neat.
Well, what's going on this morning?
Well, we got a big, big bounce this morning. Market's up about 1.5% after a 6% whack last week. It was just an ugly week all around, all the way into the bell on Friday. Nobody wanted to hold stocks going into the weekend. I couldn't blame them one bit. There was just so much uncertainty. And then this weekend, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin appeared on Fox, and he used a term that I can't stand. He said cautiously optimistic, but nonetheless, it was used in reference to a potential trade deal with China. What's interesting, and it will not catch a lot of headlines, Jack, but I think it's worth noting, is that we're already negotiating with South Korea to limit the steel that we are purchasing from them. And why is that important? Because the tariff that was imposed was primarily to try and curb China from dumping steel onto the market. Remember, we're not a big importer of China steel. Mm-hmm. However, South Korea is the biggest purchaser of that dumped China steel, and we import a ton from South Korea. So, you know, the market is responding this morning to these moves over the weekend because this seems to be going in the president's favor. I don't think it's going to get a lot of press, but that's the chess game that's going on behind the scenes. With that being said, markets don't bottom on Monday morning gaps higher, so I suspect that this will be sold, and I think we'll see some more weakness before we, again, see higher prices. But I think we'll get out of this storm in the coming weeks. And again, that's the only news on the horizon people are going to be watching and concerned about is this discussion regarding trade wars. And the only thing I wrote over the weekend was it's not really a trade war as much as it's an interest rate war. And if China retaliated, they would do so by selling bonds and spiking our interest rates, which would be detrimental to our economic rebound. So we got to keep a close eye on that.
All right. How about a financial fact?
Well, file this one under kind of scratch your head, but in 2016, Jack, it cost the United States 1.5 cents to manufacture one penny. So to put that into context, just two mints that I looked at in Philadelphia and Denver, 2016 produced 9.16 billion pennies, which means that they lost $458,000 producing money.
Wow.
So, and copper prices have risen in the last year, so I suspect 2017 will be even worse. I think we need to just do away with the penny and stop doing anything that creates red ink. But we're talking about the U.S. government here. So.
They specialize in red ink. Who are you picking for the Final Four? Do you have a favorite?
You know, I want to see Loyola continue. I'm now a convert. You know, I stood up, sat down, stood up, sat down. That's nothing against the Catholics out there, but no, it was great watching the underdogs, and I want to watch them in the Final Four.
Great. Hey, have a good day.
All right, take care, Jack.